Obama burns down the barn on Capitol Hill.
Every proposal I've laid out tonight is the kind that's been supported by Democrats and Republicans in the past. Every proposal I've laid out tonight will be paid for. And every proposal is designed to meet the urgent needs of our people and our communities.
President Obama, what about me? I have nothing. I have no home to go home to. I live in a motel. What are you going to do for me so that I can be gainfully employed and get my dignity back?
The president confronts Congress with a jobs bill, but did he connect with people who need economic relief in his speech last night?
With a finger-pointing insistence to pass this bill now, the president lays down the gauntlet. If he's serious and Congress gets serious, what might change for American workers? You've got questions, we've got answers. At The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A closer look this hour at the president's jobs plan. It's Friday, September 9th.
And that's right at the top of the news, President Obama and his challenge to Congress.
The question is whether, in the face of an ongoing national crisis, we can stop the political circus and actually do something to help the economy.
President Obama outlined his $4.5 billion plan to boost the economy in front of a joint session of Congress last night. It's a larger-than-expected package that includes tax cuts for businesses who hire new workers and new spending on infrastructure and schools. The president used the phrase, pass this jobs bill, 16 times during his speech, a not-so-subtle message for the GOP.
The next election is 14 months away. And the people who sent us here, the people who hired us to work for them, they don't have the luxury of waiting 14 months.
No sign yet of movement on the Republican side, though. Here's Senator Mike Lee of Utah just minutes after the president finished speaking.
What I did hear was a lot of advocacy on behalf of a lot of the same failed economic policies that have gotten us to the difficult spot where we are right now.
President Obama will try to rally support for his plan during a stop in Richmond, Virginia today.
The other big story we're looking at this morning, Homeland Security officials say they've received information about a credible but still unconfirmed terrorism threat tied to the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Officials believe Al-Qaeda may be planning to use a vehicle bomb to target New York City or Washington, D.C. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says security is being ramped up.
The NYPD is deploying additional resources around the city and taking other steps to keep our city safe, some of which you may notice and some of which you will not notice.
Among the sketchy details from Homeland Security, officials say the threat originates from Pakistan's tribal region. The lights are starting to come back on this morning in Arizona and steadily returning to parts of Southern California and Mexico after a blackout left more than 5 million people in the dark. Officials say the power outage was accidentally triggered by an Arizona utility worker.
Parts of Pennsylvania and New York are overwhelmed this morning with the worst flooding in 40 years. More than 130,000 people have been forced to leave their homes after heavy rains from the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee overflowed rivers. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett says, and there's another problem.
We face a clear public health emergency because sewage treatment plants such as the one near Hershey are underwater and no longer working.
The flooding follows the Susquehanna River north into New York State. Oneonta resident Aaron Sorensen says it's almost impossible to get into town.
When you look down the mountainside, there was water coming right down the mountains, so it was quite scary coming in.
Flooding has caused 11 deaths. In a half hour, we'll speak with the mayor of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Texas has set the record, for the hottest summer ever recorded in any U.S. state. And internet giant Google has acquired the popular restaurant guide Zagat's for an undisclosed amount. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,295. The S&P opens at 1,185 and the Nasdaq at 2,214. President Obama spoke about joblessness in America yesterday. In a few minutes, we'll talk with some jobless people. They have questions about what Obama's speech means. It's coming up. Call us with your questions at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we're reflecting on the 10th anniversary of September 11th. Ours and New York Public Radio's listeners have been assembling a playlist. Here's Chilean musician Violeta Parra with her song Gracias a la Vida. More of that music all hour long.